Good morning. Temperatures are some 20 to 25 degrees cooler across interior New York and New England this morning as clear skies last evening allowed temperatures to drop quickly. Now, some high to mid-level clouds are streaming in well out ahead of the next low pressure wave and its associated front, with showers breaking out in central and western New York. All of this is heading to the north and east. The best chance of showers today will be along the front and mainly close to the Canadian border from about Burlington, westbound toward Messina, across the Tug Hill Plateau, Great Lakes, Central New York, and Niagara Frontier. Even some heavier bursts of rain in these locations. Other locations will see lots of clouds, but just scattered showers. High temperatures today will be variable, and in locations that stay mainly dry, namely the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, should reach into the middle and upper 60s, while where more rain falls in the Champlain Valley westbound through the Adirondacks and off into the Mohawk Valley, temperatures will be stuck in the upper 50s for afternoon highs. The front will only make slow progress in our direction tonight. It'll still be the focus for steadier and heavier rain, primarily in the northern part of New York, the Adirondacks, and Mohawk Valley overnight. Most other locations will still see some scattered showers, but also fog and drizzle, with overnight lows staying in the 50s. With that front draped over New York and New England tomorrow, a sharp contrast. Warm air out ahead of the front in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and most of New England, with highs into the upper 60s and lower 70s, with temperatures behind the front in northern New York and towards central New York staying in the 50s tomorrow. Showers will be most likely along the front again and closer to central New York and northern New York and the Champlain Valley. As we get into the night Friday night, the front will sweep through the entire region, leaving us with blustery and colder weather on Saturday, with a good chance of rain showers across the region. But with the colder air flowing in, even some wet snow is likely across the highest terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Most locations will stay in the upper 40s and lower 50s for afternoon highs. A drier day on Sunday, but still blustery and chilly in the mid-50s, and a reinforcing shot of colder air for the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, after making landfall on the north side of Luzon Island in the Philippines yesterday, a weaker Typhoon Haima is now over the open water of the South China Sea. Maximum sustained winds have come down to 105 miles per hour, but gusts are still up to 125 miles per hour. The typhoon is located about 325 miles east-southeast of Hong Kong and is expected to make landfall again just up the coast overnight tonight. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring an elongated area of low pressure located about 300 miles east-northeast of the central Bahamas. The disturbance is moving northward at about 10 miles per hour. Although the associated shower and thunderstorm activity remains disorganized, environmental conditions could become a little more conducive for the low to acquire some tropical characteristics during the next day or so, and the system could still become a subtropical or tropical cyclone before it merges with a cold front over the western Atlantic late tomorrow. A NOAA reconnaissance aircraft is scheduled to investigate this system this afternoon if necessary. Regardless of development, locally heavy rainfall is possible over Hispaniola and Puerto Rico today. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 39 degrees with a southwest wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 2 below 0. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 46 degrees, the dew point 43. 89% relative humidity, a west wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.20 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, a few showers near 70, Boston a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo cloudy with rain likely and highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 72 degrees, the low 48. The average temperature 60, that's 12 degrees above normal. 0.02 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 0.13, and 25.76 inches for the year, which is 6 inches even below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees. The average low, 38. the record high 80 set in 1965 and the record low 18 in 1972. Sunrise this morning at 7:15 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:04 p.m., 10 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers likely today and highs in the upper 50s. Rain tonight, perhaps heavy at times, and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, some sunshine but clouds winning out this afternoon with a few scattered showers possible and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers likely today and highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Rain tonight, perhaps heavy at times, and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible today and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers, also some fog and drizzle with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers with a steadier rain in northern and central New York with temperatures in the upper 60s to the south and east and staying in the 50s to the north and west. On Saturday, mostly cloudy, windy, and much colder for everyone. Rain showers likely with some wet snow in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains in the 40s to around 50. Breezy, cool Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-50s. Increasing sunshine, windy, and cool Monday, lower 50s. And mostly sunny skies Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, but temperatures staying only near 50 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.